KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
For Natural Health is keeping an eye on the Maha movement, and we have a lot of synergy with people in the government and the administration, with things that RFK Jr. are doing, and Marty McCary, Mehmet Oz. And there's some things, though, that we're not happy about. And in particular, there's an inherent tension between the Maha movement and the traditional Republican Party, which is very much laissez-faire, anti-regulation when it comes to drill, baby, drill, and big industry. And so on the one hand, you've got efforts to reform our food supply, but when it comes to the chemical industry, we're seeing some potential setbacks. And I'm reading from our newsletter of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, great organization, you should join it and get their newsletter. Despite Maha rhetoric, the Trump administration is weakening chemical safety protections, rolling back EPA standards, redefining safe exposure levels, and allowing greater public exposure to known carcinogens and toxins. And one thing in particular they're doing, they're taking the part of formerly Monsanto, now Bayer, makers of Roundup or glyphosate, and they're taking the position, and they're taking this to the Supreme Court to protect Bayer from excessive liability. I mean, this is a company that could be virtually wiped out by claims. And, you know, I get it from the standpoint of like, okay, you know, it's a big company and a lot of people have jobs and it's an important part of the American economy and we don't want to root these companies out of existence. But when they're making a toxic product, it's time to draw the line. Particularly in view of the fact that this just happened. A study is retracted, renewing concerns about the weed killer Roundup. This is really insidious because in the 1980s, it started to become obvious that people were developing harm from glyphosate. One of the first clues was they were trying to get rid of the Colombian coca, cocaine, fields, and they sprayed the fields with glyphosate to kill all the coca. And the populace developed all kinds of health problems, right? So it was emerging way before the turn of the century that glyphosate was potentially harmful. But in 2000, a landmark study, big study, claimed to set the record straight in glyphosate. And the paper found that the chemical, the active ingredient Roundup, wasn't a human health risk despite evidence of a cancer link. Now, so what they try to limit it. They try to say, well, you know, look, if you saturate yourself in that stuff, if you're, say, I don't know, a landscaper, you're not careful, and you might have a problem. And there were a few cases, and they paid out billions of dollars in settlements to people who were exposed to Roundup occupationally. But really, it's not bad stuff, so we should keep it around. Just got to use it appropriately. Use it sparingly. No biggie. But the study was retracted last month by the very scientific journal that published it a quarter century ago. This is very unusual, is that you go back in time and you say, the study wasn't legit. Why wasn't it legit? Well, it was a study that was used to exonerate glyphosate and keep the regulatory channels open for it to be used widespread as an agricultural chemical and in landscaping and for homeowners, sold to consumers. They say that the scientific review was said to be conducted by independent scientists, but it was actually written by Monsanto. They say that the company's scientists played a significant role in conceiving and writing the study. So it was a self-serving study. It was a study exonerating the product that they make. And there was no disclosure even of a conflict of interest on the part of the authors beyond a mention in the acknowledgments that Monsanto had provided scientific support. So the reviewers in this medical journal, 25 years later, went back and they said, this is not right. They finally pulled the article. And very unusual to see a retraction. They say that laboratory tests first flagged potential risk posed by exposure to glyphosate as far back as the 1980s. And Midwestern farmers exposed to the herbicides started to show an increase in certain cancers. Yet the 2000 paper declared glyphosate safe and was published, you know, as an effort to do damage control against the insertion that glyphosate was harmful. So anyway, coming back to what Baja's doing, the administration is protecting Bayer Monsanto. There's rollbacks on regulations for toxic chemicals. There's changes in regulations for formaldehyde, which is a carcinogenic chemical. There's also rollbacks on regulations for PFAS, which are forever chemicals linked to cancer, immune dysfunction, fertility problems, and developmental harm. And so we think at the Alliance for Natural Health, there's clearly a disconnect within the administration. On the one hand, we have the Trump EPA rolling back regulations that protect Americans from environmental contaminants, laissez-faire chemical industry, laissez-faire capitalism, unleashing toxic chemicals on Americans. And on the other, we have HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy and FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry pushing a MAHA agenda. And there have been some notable achievements, banning certain food dyes, updating fluoride policies, rethinking federal vaccine policies. But the overall effectiveness of these reforms will be undermined if we can't get chemical regulation under control. Chemical exposure is contributing to the chronic diseases that make Americans the sickest population in any major industrialized country. So our organization, ANH USA, will continue to expose regulatory rollbacks, challenge energy capture of federal agencies. Yeah, because there's a lot of lobbyists who are, you know, they're putting their foot down. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, that's enough of these regulations. We want to just have a free fire zone when it comes to these chemicals. And we want to fight for science-based policies that protect people, not polluters. So ANH-USA.org. And, oh, by the way, this is funny. There have been some states that have gotten ahead of the curve in an effort to ban harmful food dyes and additives. But U.S. District Judge Irene Berger of the Southern District of West Virginia has temporarily paused West Virginia's ban on artificial dyes in foods before it can take effect. So the legislature is fine with it. They want it. They want to ban some of these harmful chemicals. But the judiciary is saying, no, too much. Let's reconsider this. We don't really know for certain that red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, blue dye number 1, blue number 2, and other ingredients are harmful. So there you have it. Just like judicial logjam blocks enforcement of West Virginia food dye additive ban, and it'll be fought out in the courts. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Lowe Hoffman here. Our latest topic is nicotine, pro or con. You know, a lot of people are taking nicotine as a cognitive enhancer. Biohackers are taking it to improve their productivity. And yet it is thought that nicotine is inherently harmful. And we take a look at that in our recent newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take a call. Let's hear it.
No amount of alcohol is better than any amount of alcohol. How about 1 ounce of red wine per day. Is this okay? Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. It almost sounds like this listener is bargaining with me as a representative of the all-knowing health authorities in terms of the conclusive benefits versus harms of alcohol. And, you know, we've done a 180 on this. We used to say, drink a little red wine. Red wine's healthy because it's got resveratrol in it and the French paradox and all that stuff. And we now recognize that, for the most part, alcohol's not healthy, with the exception of the fact that alcohol acts as kind of a social lubricant. And being out there and being involved in social rituals and having conversations and being with people turns out to be healthier than the potential downsides of some alcohol. So the answer is it depends, and a small amount of alcohol is usually well tolerated. I mean, there's definitely evidence that alcohol can increase the risk of cancer, even in the smallest amounts of alcohol, especially for women with breast cancer. A couple of drinks a week can somewhat increase the risk for breast cancer because it interferes with the body's detoxification of estrogen. And it also has been associated, with problems with sleep. And sleep quality, I think, is an important element of health. So for me personally, I don't do a lot of alcohol, but I'm also not, teetotaler, offered a drink, an occasion with friends or family, I'm happy to take that. But my intake is much, much decreased these days. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that supports your cellular energy. I take them. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. To get your one-month subscription, you can get 35% off MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription. It's a great product, Urolithin A. Check it out.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel
strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Organization that aims to empower people through tech. Smart home tech, to be specific. And they've created the Smart Lab, essentially a smart home where people with disabilities can demo the tech that might make their home life easier. Matt Tarascando explains.
We have telehealth options, something simple like an iPad, but able to take the person's vitals and avoid urgent care visits. So blinds for the home that are retractable, that are voice activated. You could voice activate your faucet, tell the smart home hub that we have to pour two cups of water for you. So a lot of voice activation for people to test and try out. You know, our goal is to have people kind of feel it and touch it and experiment with it. And it's designed to match people with technology tailored to their unique needs.
More at adaptcommunitynetwork.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As 2026 dawns, we have a new definition of obesity. And according to this new definition, nearly 70% of U.S. adults could now be classified as obese. The previous definition of obesity was based on something called BMI, Body Mass Index. You can go and find a BMI calculator, and you can plug in your height and your weight, but it won't do you much good because there are people who, you know, say the average NFL running back, these days they can be as short as, you know, 5'10" or 5'11", but they may weigh 220 or 230. They're pure muscle. And if you just plug in their height and weight, they're going to be classified as obese. They have a high BMI. Conversely, you can have a normal BMI, and you've seen people like this. They look kind of slim. They got really thin arms and legs, but they got a big belly. They don't weigh that much. They could actually fit the normal criteria for BMI, but they are metabolically unhealthy. We sometimes refer to this as TOFI, thin outside, fat inside. It's an acronym for having lots of the most dangerous kind of body fat, which is fat around the midsection or worse yet, within the abdomen. And for some reason, it is actually a phenomenon that is more common among East Asian and South Asian populations. So you can see someone who seems ostensibly normal weight, but they're metabolically unhealthy with things like high blood pressure and high triglycerides and a bad cholesterol to HDL ratio and potentially fatty liver, even though they're not obese. They're just metabolically unhealthy. Anyway, by the new definition, good news for 2026, you're fat. A new obesity definition reveals that body fat location, not just body weight, could put nearly 7 in 10 U.S. adults at higher health risk. And so the correction on it is something called BMI plus. And it's BMI plus anthropometric obesity. So anthropometric obesity refers to measurements, say, around your waist, to your waist-to-hip ratio, or parts of your body where you might be storing fat without actually having a high BMI. So it's, has to do with proportions, waist circumference, waist-to-height ratio, waist-to-hip ratio, which can provide additional insight by distinguishing fat mass from muscle and identifying abdominal fat linked to disease risk. The ultimate thing is get a body composition analysis, get it via DEXA, or even some of the new scales offer an analysis. So it's not, deadly accurate, but it gives you an idea of what's your percentage of body fat. That is a more accurate gauge of obesity. And there's some people who, heavier. They're just big people, but they're actually, pretty metabolically fit. So this whole BMI thing got to go out the window. But unfortunately, according to this criteria, they said that more and more people are now being classified as overweight. The entire increase was attributed to individuals classified as having anthropometric only obesity. Okay? 68.6% of participants met the criteria for obesity, compared with just 43% under the traditional BMI-based approach. So, bad news. Good news, I guess, for the makers of GLP-1 drugs that are being embraced by tens and tens of millions of Americans. But unfortunately, within a few months, virtually half of people who take these drugs, either because of the expense or because of intolerable side effects, are off them. Of course, I've got exciting news from one of my favorite products. It's NT-Factor. You've heard me talk about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT-Factor's line of nutritional supplements. And it's based on the mitochondria, in particular the membrane of the mitochondria, which actually acts like a battery acts, keeping charge separated by this membrane. And when membranes wear out, the charge wears out, and the energy-producing capability of the mitochondria decreases, and hence the rationale for NT-Factor, which is LRT, lipid replacement therapy. They're replacing the essential lipids, which make a stable and well-functioning membrane. Now you can get a 50% off sale on one of their most important products. It's NT-Factor with D3K2. NT-Factor with D3K2 is a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT-Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function. Unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism and a restoration of your cellular energy production. It's perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. So visit NTFactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. I take it. It's a great time to stock up. And if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity to get started. Just use coupon code 50OFF. Spell it out. 50OFF at checkout at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for 50% off. NTFactor with D3K2. All right. One of the things that bugs me is, and I sometimes see this at airports, you know, taking kids on plane flights, it's traumatic for everyone, right? And you've got to keep the kids entertained. So I see these kids in strollers, and they've got little iPads, or they've got little iPhones that they're holding, and it's the virtual babysitter. They're watching app. They're actually apps that you can download from Google Play and from Apple Play, apps for babies, cartoon videos, and things that are supposedly educational with indications that they're okay for kids 6 months to 2 years old. And these kids, I mean, they look mesmerized by what's happening on the screen. They're completely locked in, and I think it's deplorable. I think it's horrible because interacting with babies in person, look, I know if you're a harried parent, you're taking a kid on a plane flight, you know, just, I sympathize with you. But this is digital poison for your kids. And this theme is amplified by an article that just came out last month, December 29th, 2025. Neurobehavioral links from infant screen time to anxiety. The background of this is that they've noted that infant screen time is linked to many negative outcomes, including anxiety, but they don't know precisely why that might be. So the researchers aim to assess the association between infant screen time, the development of brain networks, as well as decision-making behavior and anxiety symptoms that emerged far later, later in life, in adolescence. And this is a long-term study, was conducted in Singapore. The findings were dramatic. Higher infant screen time was associated with a steeper decline in visual cognitive control network integration. That doesn't sound good. A decline in visual cognitive control network integration from ages 4.5 to 7.5 years. And they also found something called increased deliberation time at age 8.5. Now, deliberation time means, I guess if you have increased deliberation time, you're zoning out more. You're taking more time to make decisions. Decision making is impaired. And this increased deliberation time, this perseveration, maybe rumination, was associated with greater anxiety symptoms at age 13. So their interpretation here is that higher infant screen time is linked to accelerated changes in the visual and cognitive control networks, leading to prolonged decision latency, a slowing of decision making, and increased adolescent anxiety. So, geez, folks, if that isn't persuasive enough to keep your kids off screens for as long as, I know, it's like, you know, how are you going to get them back down on the farm once they've seen Gay Paris, as they once said? But, you know, once the horse is out of the barn, it's hard to turn back the trend towards zoning out, doom scrolling, hours and hours on social media and gaming that impairs children's socialization and brain development. Clear-cut findings from a Singapore study. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Jot that number down because if a question should occur to you or a comment, you can call that number anytime during the week and you can record your question. We'll take your questions next week. Flying is traumatic enough, especially with extensive flight delays. You know, there's crew problems. There's flight controller problems. There's the risk of crashes, and it's anxiety producing to travel, especially around holiday season. Add to that, as if it wasn't enough, the risk of being poisoned by toxic fumes on planes. And this is the real deal, according to an investigation by the Wall Street Journal. Doctors and researchers increasingly see a link between exposures to contaminated cabin air and fatal illnesses. So this has happened several times. There have been documented episodes of intense smell of engine oil in airliners. As the engines ran, the reports go, the smell came back along with plumes of fog deep enough that it was hard to see beyond the first 15 rows. The incident was what is known in the industry as a fume event. When leaks of synthetic oils or other fluids in an aircraft's engines produce toxic gases that are released into the cabin and cockpit via the air supply. So what has happened is that some people who've been exposed to this toxic air have gotten really sick, and some people have died. They have found links between these inhalation of these toxic fumes to a brain injury that looks like severe head injury, you know, the kind of thing that football players get when they bang their helmets together. And there was also acute exposure to chemicals like formaldehyde can lead to a 78% increase in developing ALS, a 71% increase in brain cancer. Pilots were found in a Harvard study to have the fourth highest mortality rate from Alzheimer's disease out of 443 occupations in the U.S. So what is going on? And, you know, is this something that could be happening subliminally when you don't even smell anything? Are there toxic chemicals being released, or are these just isolated incidents where something went wrong and some of the fuel supply got into the air system? Very, very dire problems that are being described after fume events. So the Wall Street Journal wrote an article, "I'm worried about toxic fumes on my upcoming flight. What can I do?" They say that, you know, if you smell something, most of the time passengers and crew walk away with little or no symptoms. However, exposures have led to diagnoses of brain injury, and families of some crews have blamed fume events for life-threatening illnesses. So they say that rates of fume events have been increasing, occurring in the U.S. on about 22 flights a day. So, it's, you know, there's literally tens of thousands of flights, but it's kind of like Russian roulette. Will you be on a plane where there's a toxic fume event? So if they say, if I smell something, what do I do? Don't panic, but tell your flight attendant. And, you know, there could be ground fuel that you're smelling on the ground or food burning in the oven, in the microwave, in the plane, or maybe, you know, some kind of electrical smell, not necessarily, or even chemical odors from the toilet. But fume events are typically characterized by a, quote, dirty sock odor, where engine oil leaks into the air supply. And some events are linked to leaks of hydraulic or de-icing fluid. So they say alert your cabin crew. They're safety trained. They can help figure out the cause. Is there a mask I can carry? The answer is, you know, they can potentially offer some protection, but it's got to be it's got to be a specific type of mask. It's got to create a perfect seal on your face. It has to filter both gases and ultrafine particles. Sounds like a gas mask that a soldier might wear on the battlefield. N95 masks that were frequently deployed against COVID don't protect against gases. So, you know, it's kind of there's a little primer. If I'm not feeling well after a fume event, what can I do? Well, they say that a lot of people don't feel well after a long-haul flight, which could leave you tired and jet-lagged. But if crew have confirmed a smell in your plane was fume-related and you're feeling ill, it's recommended you seek medical attention. Little that they can do, though. I mean, there's no treatment or cure for it. According to the Association of Flight Attendants, the U.S. Cabin Crew Union, and you better believe that the unions are onto this, because these you know, flight attendants and air crews have continual exposure, so their risk of exposure is much higher. They say symptoms can include nausea, headaches, vomiting, diarrhea, and fatigue. And, yeah, it's a thing. They got to work this out, because this is just catastrophic for some people who have been exposed to these fumes. And it literally can turn their brains to mush. This item has to do with the first non-drug at-home treatment for depression that has just been approved by the FDA. What is it? It's a wearable brain stimulation headset. It's called the FL100. It's already been approved in Scandinavia, and it's part of the NHS, the National Health Service in the UK. It involves transcranial electrical stimulation, delivering a gentle electric current to the brain's prefrontal cortex. 10 weeks of use, mood improved 37%, sleep 25% improvement, anxiety reduction 31%, focus 31% improvement, and zest for life 32%. So I sing the body electric, wrote America's poet Walt Whitman many years ago, and indeed we're beginning to see electricity harnessed for brain problems and for mood. Thanks very much for joining us. Remember, our number is 877-726-8255. Check out FullScript, our online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffman.com is your hub for podcasts, for our great newsletter, and for all the things related to intelligent medicine. Become a more informed listener at drhoffman.com. Have a safe and healthy week.
I've got exciting news about one of my favorite products, NT Factor. You've heard me talk about the natural energy producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Now they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of their most important products, NT Factor with D3K2. NT Factor with D3K2 is a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function. The unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism, a reduction in oxidative stress, and a restoration of your cellular energy production. It's perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. Visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off NT Factor with D3K2.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like
price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's I-S-E-E-C-A-R.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. United States launching more strikes in Syria.
The U.S. Central Command released a video of U.S. military aircraft taking off right before the new airstrikes on Syria Saturday afternoon Eastern Time. Retaliatory strikes targeted the Islamic State group following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in the country. Jordan says its military joined the U.S. in Saturday strikes. The U.S. Central Command issued a statement saying, "Our message remains strong. If you harm our warfighters, we will find you and kill you anywhere in the world, no matter how hard you try to evade justice." I'm Donna Warder.
A major labor dispute in the Big Apple. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the latest.
Thousands of nurses at major New York City hospitals could soon go on strike. 3 years after a walkout scrambled operations at some of the very same facilities. The strike could affect operations at hospitals including Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and a New York Presbyterian. Nearly 15,000 nurses could walk off the job just as the city is facing a severe flu season.
Meanwhile, scores of nurses rallied Friday in Manhattan, insisting their primary concern was proper caregiving and accusing the medical centers of greed. The hospitals, meanwhile, called the union strike threat reckless. The next U.S. Census, 4 years away, but a couple of lawsuits playing out this year could affect how the headcount will be done. Allies of President Trump are behind the suits, challenging various aspects of a once-a-decade count by the Census Bureau that's used to determine congressional representation as well as federal aid to all states. More on these stories, Hall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
A scientist keeping a very close eye on a major volcano in Sicily.
Mount Etna's latest eruption, which began on New Year's Day, is producing spectacular lava flows. But in response, authorities have heightened safety measures, including limits on group sizes, excursions only before dusk, and a 660-foot exclusion zone from the lava. Guides and visitors say the new restrictions are excessive and has prompted guides to go on strike for the first time in decades. I'm Karen Chamas.
Well, Google is expanding the shopping features in its AI chatbot by teaming up with Walmart, Shopify, Wayfair, and other retailers to turn the Gemini app into a virtual merchant as well as an assistant. An instant checkout function will allow customers to make purchases from some businesses through a range of various payment providers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Myanmar over the weekend holding a second round of elections amid armed conflict in the country. We have more on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Myanmar resumed voting Sunday in the second round of its first general election in 5 years, expanding polling to additional townships, including some areas affected by the civil war between the military government and its armed opponents. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time in 100 townships across the country. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in three phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on December 28 in 102 of the country's total 330 townships, followed by the second phase on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
All eyes on Iran. Israel is closely monitoring the fallout from Iranian protests. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Secretary of State Marco Rubio discussed Iran over the weekend. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
We worked on what that looks like. We worked on timing, and the team at Connecticut Shotgun did a fantastic job putting together, you know, the Red Label 3, which is, again, a throwback to the original. And myself as well, the team is very, very proud to get that back in the marketplace, which, you know, kind of gets our commitment to full-line manufactured firearms. You know, that's real important to Ruger. It's always been important to Ruger, and certainly for myself as I've joined the company here the last 9 months.
Well, and congratulations on starting it out with the 20 gauge, because I thought that was a wonderful handling gun. I love the 28, but the 20 gauge Red Label, and you're bringing it out in 28 and 30 inch barrels. And the 30, I just got to tell people, if they haven't handled that with the 30 inch barrels, it is a thing of beauty. It's like a magic wand.
Yeah, we were lucky to be on a hunt in this fall testing them out, and I can attest to the fact that they handle fantastic. So very excited about. You know, getting back into the shotgun market with our partners at Connecticut Shotgun, and more excited about getting back in the field with the Ruger Red Label.
Okay, let's talk for a second about the obvious question. People are saying, okay, yeah, Tom, what's it cost? It costs $32.99 MSRP. Yes, $3,300. Yes, that's not cheap. If you would, talk about the fact that people don't understand it is not easy to make a high-quality over-and-under shotgun.
Especially in the U.S., Tom, that's what people don't realize. These are handcrafted in Connecticut. So these are not high production, high quantity guns. These are literally made one at a time in Connecticut with the team at Connecticut Shotgun. And there's a lot to that hand process. So yes, these are going to be fairly hard to get because the quantities as you start out with this type of shotgun aren't huge relative to the other scale that we have in some of our other lines. But you know what? Sometimes, Tom, you get what you pay for, right? So we're all about value, and I'm a firm believer that there's value at every price point. And I believe when people put this in their hands and they see a U.S.-made shotgun of this quality at that price, they'll see that's a great value.
Well, I can't wait because I've always loved the Red Label. And, people do need to understand that yes, you do CNC machining and all of that, but in the end, with a gun like this, there's somebody at the end who's having to do the fitting, maybe with a file in his hand, who knows what to do, and you got to pay for that.
100%. And these are highly skilled roles they pay for, and it's a great trade-off. So.
All right, so tell me about this thing. It just popped up on the website. I go to Ruger.com, and now you got the Ruger Harrier. It's an AR, but it's something different. What is that?
No, so the whole concept behind the Anderson acquisition last summer was, you know, making sure that Ruger had capacity in the product categories that we felt we had the most demand. Ruger kind of got left behind, quite honestly, on the AR platform over the last 4 or 5 years, and so. Again, back to looking at the market, ARs go up and they come down, right? So everyone was in the AR business during COVID. Post-COVID, it's a tough market. But again, back to value, we've introduced two SKUs to start with, chambered in 5.56 NATO and 223 Remington. And they are meant to be a massive value for the retail consumer customer. So we wanted to hit those price points, you know, under $600. With all the quality and all the additions that you would expect, so that you don't have to buy the gun, strip it down, and build it. It comes basically as you would like it out of the box. And so that was the goal, and that's what we did. So we've got the first model, which is a mid-length gas system, Tom, and then we've added the medical accessories. So we've got we've got an MOE K2 grip. We've got the DT carbine stock. And a full-length Fennig top rail. So really kind of upped our game on the MagPul version. And then we have what we would call the standard version. So that's your standard carbon link gas system. It's got a classic A2 grip, an M4 classical stock. It's got a lighter profile on the handguard, and it does not have the full-length top rail. So really wanted to start out with where we felt the best value was that Ruger could offer in that marketplace in terms of ARs. And we feel very, very good about these two SKUs and then what's to come after.
Wait. What's to come after?
Yeah. So, you know, we've spent the last 6 months really working with the team at Anderson, all the machinists and all the employees that do such great work. We've added equipment. We've redone the equipment. We've updated it to kind of the Ruger standard. And these are just the first of many to come, Tom. So very excited about being in the market finally, shipping our first guns out of the Hebron, Kentucky facility. And this is the start of something that we feel is going to be very exciting for 2026 and quite honestly beyond.
Okay, I cannot keep up. How many manufacturing facilities do you have now?
So we have four what we call gun facilities, Tom. So we have four individual facilities that produce firearms in the U.S. So we've got Prescott, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We've got Hebron, Kentucky, which is the old Anderson facility. We've got Maiden, North Carolina, which is just north of Greensboro. And then we've got Newport, New Hampshire. So those are our four gun factories. And then we have ancillary things that we support. So we have Pine Tree Castings, which does our castings for our guns. We have our own wood shop, which is a separate operation that makes all the stocks for the 10/22 and the Marlin rifle. So that's all in-house integrated. We have a MIM operation in St. Louis that makes our MIM parts. And so we are spread out. It's why I spend so much time on the road, making sure that I can spend time with our great employees across the country.
I bet you do. And of course, you've got your R&D people who are always the what-if people, and you know, wouldn't it be cool if people, and they got a whole line of things they would like to do at some point.
They, trust me, as many things as you see us introducing, Tom, there's three or four times that in the background. We've got a great team on the R&D and the new product side. They've got great ideas. Really, it comes down to timing and capital. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, and sometimes, Tom, it's finding the right talent to help us, right? So as you get into the air market, as we wanted to ramp up our game, we need to bring in some new people. And those are the types of things that we continue to look at in terms of making sure that we've got the right internal support to drive some of these projects across the finish line.
Is Ruger hiring?
Ruger is always hiring. Yes. So we're very excited about where we are and how we ended the year, more excited about where we're going the next, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Well, guy, you gave me the lead off because my next question was going to be, I know you guys do all sorts of analysis on the market. Where do you see the firearms market going in the next 2 to 3 years?
You know, I think you kind of got to break it down by category, right? I do believe that, you know, 2025 was tough. You know, everything post-COVID has been tough, right? I think that's apparent across the industry, regardless of where you're at, right? Whether you're the consumer spending, whether you're a retailer, whether you're a distributor or a manufacturer. Typically what happens in big surges like COVID, everybody adds capacity, and then the after effect is there's too much capacity. So we're seeing the results of that. We're seeing some companies that are in trouble. We've seen a number go out in 2025 in terms of brands and suppliers. We'll continue, in my view, to see that, Tom, in 2026. I don't think we're at the bottom. And so what we're focused on, quite honestly, is Ruger. And I think that in times like this, when markets are unstable and people are a little bit unsure of what the future holds, I think that's the time to double down, and that's what we're doing in terms of our investment in new products. And to me, ultimately, that's the long-term barometer of success, is your ability to introduce great new products continually mm-hmm. and make sure that they're a great percentage of your annual revenue. And that's our sole focus for 26 and 27.
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, what you're doing right now is pretty attention grabbing, and the Red Label, the Harrier, the other things you're doing. You got great pistols. You got, you know, a lot of wonderful stuff. And I just applaud you for pressing on and not pulling back. When sales are down, you just got to push through. Congratulations. This is great.
Thanks, Tom. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you bringing me on today and let us talk about all the great things we're doing at Ruger.
Well, and we'll pick this up again. We'll see you at SHOT Show and a little further down the creek, as we like to say.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tom. Happy New Year again.
All right. Yeah, Happy New Year. Todd Seifert from Ruger. Ruger.com. Take a look at what they're doing. New stuff. All right. We are open line. Looking for your range reports. 866-TALK-GUN. Question. Do you own a 30-06? And if so, what do you have and why?
It might be winter outside, but Gun Talk is heating up. We're giving one lucky winner an Aimpoint Comp M4S. Rugged, reliable, and built for real-world performance. We're also stacking it with premium gear from Ovathnar USA, including shooting mats, support bags, belts, and accessories trusted by shooters worldwide. The Gun Talk Winter Giveaway ends January 10th, 2026. Don't freeze yourself out of winning great prizes. Enter now at guntalk.com/win.
Used guns can be a great value, but you have to know who you're buying from. What if you could buy quality used guns with a lifetime warranty from the Internet's largest online reseller? That's what you get at DeweysGuns.com. They stand behind every firearm purchase for life. If you have a problem, they'll either fix or replace your gun. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. Check out their inventory today at DeweysGuns.com.
When accuracy matters and adaptability counts, the CZ-USA 600 Plus rifle delivers. With five different models, the CZ-600 Plus lineup offers a shooting platform for any shooter. Whether you're in the field, on the range, or chasing tight groups in competition, built for precision and engineered for flexibility, the platform is easily adjustable for different configurations, and shooters can fine-tune their trigger pull weight for a truly custom feel. The CZ-600 Plus. Precision your way.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk Podcast. Need a Ruger RXM upgrade? Timney Triggers has you covered with their newest trigger. Introducing the Alpha RXM, Timney's solution for shooters who are looking to get more from their handgun. Through an improved trigger design, the Alpha RXM trigger delivers a crisp, clean 3-pound pull that will aid you in being more accurate with your handgun. Learn more about the trigger by visiting Timney's website, timneytriggers.com.
Close circuit to Ted Nugent. Thanks for the tech. I appreciate it. Glad to know that you're listening. Yeah, Ted listens to Gun Talk. It's fun. I get texts from him during the show to kind of commenting on things we're talking about. It's fun stuff. Our number here, of course, is Tom Talk Gun. Easy for you to get in here. Tony called in from Chandler, Arizona. What you say, Mr. Marine?
Sir, how are you?
I wanted
to give you a quick range report on a Springfield Prodigy 1911 that I got from Santa this year.
Okay, talk to me.
So, I really like the gun. The only thing, the only complaint I have against it, Tom, is the fact that it is an absolute pain in the butt to take apart.
Why is that?
Well, I have no idea why Springfield did this. It makes no sense to me. Since it's a 1911, I thought, well, it just comes apart like a 1911. Oh, no, I was sadly mistaken. So, you actually have to unscrew the part of the recoil spring guide in order to get the gun apart, to take the slide, to separate the slide from the lower.
Jeez.
You need three hands and a Georgia plow mule in order to get this process done correctly.
So it's not the standard 1911 way of just, you know, turning the collet bushing and all of that.
Nope, absolutely not. So you actually need a hex wrench or a torque wrench in order to slightly unscrew the recoil rods to separate it from the spring, because you can't take the recoil rod off until you unscrew it and take the spring off and then take the barrel out of the slide. I don't know why they did it this way. I don't know what it adds to the gun. The gun shoots great. I can't imagine. I mean, everything's fairly tight. I just don't know what Springfield was thinking when they did this, but that's the only complaint I have against the gun. Other than that, I love it. It shoots great. It's very comfortable to shoot. I put a red dot on it. I still can't shoot to save my life with a red dot, but I'm working on it. why they had to make it so, I mean, you have to have a PhD in mechanical engineering in order to take this gun apart. I just don't get it.
I'm assuming this is not your first 1911, I take it.
No. I'm a big fan of the 1911 like you are. I'm very jealous of what you posted on X recently. but yeah, I love 1911s. I've probably got a dozen 1911s of all types. And I don't have a high capacity 1911, so that's why I got the Prodigy.
Right.
Everybody said it was a great gun, and it shoots really good, but it's not going to get cleaned very often, Tom. I'm going to tell you right now.
When you were in the Marines, did you have a 1911?
I did, yeah.
Okay, yep. So you got started early with that.
I did, yeah. So I had a 1943 Remington Rand when I was a machine gunner. So.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah,
kind of cool.
I wish I could have kept it.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, I had to give it back to Uncle Sam. But yeah, I've been a big fan of the 1911 and the 45 ACP cartridge in general for a very long time, and yeah, absolutely love them. But I love this gun. It shoots great. But like I said,
you got a gripe. I understand. Sorry. So did you see the picture of the new grips on my 1911?
I have not. Did you post? Do you have something new that you posted?
I just put it up on X. I put a set of grip panels from Bobby Tyler over Tyler Gunworks.
Uh-huh.
They are spectacular. It's burl wood. It looks like the wood is on fire.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I follow you on X anyway, so I'm sure it'll pop up on my feed, so I'll have to look for that one.
Take a look. And, you know, it's like, okay, it's a fighting gun, it's a range gun, it's a this, and why do you want to dress it up, except that once you do, you go, oh, man, I just love the way that thing looks.
Yeah. I've got a couple 1911s that are, I wouldn't say that they're custom. I mean, I would love to at some point, you know, get a Les Bear or a Wilson or something like that. But financially, it's just not in the cards right now. I mean, I would love to get a Staccato for that matter, but same deal.
Yeah, I understand.
But fantastic platform. That's my go-to gun. I also have a couple in 10 millimeter, which shoot fantastic.
Oh, I do love 1911s and 10. I really do.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a Delta Elite that I've had for quite a while, and I mean it's got some kick. I mean it's not tame, but it shoots absolutely wonderful, and it's probably my favorite 10 millimeter.
Well, you know you can't hit them harder out there if the gun doesn't kick more back here.
Nope. It's always a trade off.
It is. Hey Tony, you're always welcome here. I appreciate your call, sir. For those who don't know, you are a true Second Amendment activist. You've been involved in that battle for many, many years.
Tom, always a pleasure, and Happy New Year to you and the crew.
Thanks. You take care. Yeah, here's a guy with a dozen or so 1911s. I'm thinking, dare I say it? You know, if you really just want to have a higher-end one, sell three of those. I know, heresies. Heaven forbid I would sell a gun. And yet, that's kind of where I am. It's like, okay, I've got – well, here's the deal. If you have guns – as I do, which haven't been shot in quite a while, like 10 years, maybe it's time for somebody else to own those guns that you're not shooting so that you can sell two or three or four, whatever it takes. And buy that one, you're thinking, I really would like to have that. But, you know, it's a lot of money. Yeah, it is. Okay, so if you got rid of guns you're not selling and got a gun that you would love to shoot, if you got guns you're not shooting, then maybe get rid of them and get something that you will shoot. I mean, that's kind of where I am these days. So I got rid of one 284 Winchester, that Alpha Arms Grand Slam. It's a lovely rifle. Sold that to a gentleman who's really enjoying it. Sent me groups he shot with it. He's liking that. And next up, I've got probably a couple of 30-06s that have to go. Maybe even one or two, dare I say it, of the ultralight arms. I've gotten to where I've kind of, you know, they're crossing over. The gap is too narrow between the calibers I have. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. When we come back, we'll take your calls, your comments, your questions, and your thoughts. If you have a 30-06, I would love to have that story. 866-TALK-GUN. I'm Tom Gresham. Be right back.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iSEECARS.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
guns. Is that all you talk about? No, sometimes I talk about ammo and scopes and slings and targets. Yeah, you get the drift. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk, 866-TALK-GUN, or call me at Tom Talk Gun. That'll get you in here. Brett called in out of Oklahoma. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Great Enabler. I hear you're speaking heresy against doctrine. Selling weapons?
Selling weapons. That's heresy, I know.
Okay, but I'm rejoining the NRA thanks to Caltech. I bought a new 5.7, and they gave me a join the NRA.
Oh, okay.
And my 30-06 tip for the day is anytime you go to a military funeral, if you take some spent 30-06 brass, you can trade the color guard, the empty brass, because they have to account for the brass to the quartermaster when they shoot the brass. They have to pick up the shell casings and turn them in. Mm-hmm. And as long as they have spent brass, I pick up the shell casings and give them to the family members. And, of course, if I knew the military person, I keep one for myself and add it to my collection. The first one I have is from a Marine. It was like my step-grandpa, and he was on Iwo Jima. And it's made into a necklace.
Wow.
It's a really unique way to...
Yeah, that's just fascinating. And I had never thought about, you know, taking brass to a military funeral and doing an exchange like that. That's what a cool concept. Look, I appreciate the call, Brett. I got to keep rolling here. I'm going to grab Keith in Denver. Hey, Keith, you're on Gun Talk. What's your question, sir?
Hi, Tom. I have a question about firearm transfer fees. Why are the firearm transfer fees only about, you know, $35, $45 in most cases, but the transfer fee for a suppressor is up in the $125 range?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I was not familiar with. I mean, obviously, that's a fee that's set by a local dealer, and they can do whatever they want. But I guess the question is, why would you pay that? Why would you say, you know, look, it's just you're just doing paperwork. I'm not going to pay you a dime more for a suppressor transfer than for a gun transfer.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it, because I'm thinking about buying one, and that's what the range that I belong to, that's what they said they charge. Now, I haven't looked around, but I thought, that seems extreme. Is everybody doing this, or is, I just wondered if that's,
no.
If that's a thing.
You know, two things. One is I wouldn't pay it, but two, I would ask them why. I mean, all you're doing is filling out the exact same paperwork, because it's, you know, unless they're saying this is what we charge to do the registration work for you, because it does still, even though you don't have to pay the tax, you still have to do the registration. And maybe they're charging extra to do that, but in terms of if it's just a straight transfer fee, I'd want more information. I would probably go in with questions and say, could you guys explain to me why this fee is higher than the transfer fee on a gun? And maybe they've got a reason for it that I'm not coming up with, but I don't know. And look, I appreciate the call. Maybe somebody can call me and fill me in on this, because this one is new to me. I don't know what that's all about. So we'll see if we can find out for you. Thinking about, man, I mentioned I'm getting a 30-06. My dad had a 30-06 that he hunted with, and it was a Springfield 03 converted way back when. They did a thing called sporterizing, and they would take a military action, an 03 Springfield bolt action, and then they put a new stock on it and cut the barrel back and maybe turn the barrel down and maybe even bend some bolts and do some different things. And there were a lot of gunsmiths who specialized in sporterizing military actions. And companies like Bishop and Fagen sold stocks either completely finished or semi-finished, and you could finish it yourself and inlet it and put your action in it, and then you could checker it if you wanted to. And a lot of people didn't even bother checkering them, and they would just do the finishing, the final work on it, and sand it, and, you know, oil finish, whatever finish you wanted to put on it. And that became a real thing. And I think probably got a whole generation of people now who wouldn't even know what you're talking about if you said it was a sporterized Springfield. But we do still have my dad's 30-06, and I hadn't thought about it in a while. I think I need to go shoot it. Maybe that's one of the things for this year. You say, okay, what are we going to, you ought to have some goals. You ought to have some things you say, okay, I'm going to do these things. Maybe one of them is to say, I'm going to shoot, oh, I like this one. I'm going to shoot every gun in my safe. There are guns in there that haven't been shot in years, sometimes decades. I'm going to make it a point to shoot every gun I own. You know, and maybe not the next time you go to the range, but over the course of a year and keep a record, keep a log. Okay, I'm going to shoot all my guns this year. I like that. That would be kind of a fun thing. And rediscover some of the guns you haven't shot in a long time. And in the process, you may say, oh, I like that gun. I'm going to shoot that more. Or you may say, okay, now I see why I haven't shot that gun in years. It's, number one, I don't like it, maybe. Maybe it's just that it's not anything special. Or I have newer guns that do the same thing, and I like them better. If that comes to pass, maybe at that point you're saying, you know, that's just cash money sitting there in these guns. What if I put that cash money into a gun I actually would shoot? So in the process, you have some fun shooting all your guns, but also then you say, I'm going to convert some of those into a new gun, by golly. And I do like the idea of saying, I'm going to sell three of my guns I'm not using and get one gun that's a little higher end, maybe a little bit better. And of course, I like that idea because that's what I'm doing at the time. So just food for thought. But I kind of like the idea of shooting all the guns that you have. Another thing is to say, this year, part of my New Year's resolutions, I'm going to buy a gun in a chambering that I don't currently own. If you've never had a 10mm, maybe this is the year you say, I'm going to get a 10mm. You've never had a 28-gauge shotgun. Oh, are you in for a treat? Love, love, love 28 gauges. I'm going to get a 28-gauge shotgun. What would you do with a 28? Well, pretty much anything you want to do. Certainly quail, doves, any kind of upland game, including pheasants. And now that we have the TSS loads, which really reached out, there are people using 28-gauge shotguns on turkey and making shots at 60 yards. It's crazy. But 28-gauge has almost no recoil, and if you get an action that is sized for the 28-gauge, not a 20-gauge that's been, you know, just rechambered for a 20, now it's too heavy for the gauge itself. A true 28-gauge is a thing of beauty. All right, maybe that's where you go. Or, honestly, if you say, you know, I've never owned an AR. How many people do you know say, yeah, I don't own one, don't want one, never had an interest in one? Okay, cool. That may be fine. But have you shot one? Because if you never owned one, maybe you never shot one, you might be in for a pleasant surprise. I will tell you up front, I have a number of ARs. It's not my favorite platform. I know that's heresy. People, oh, my gosh, you got to say you love the AR. You know, otherwise, you'll be ostracized by the new shooters. Well, that's fine. It's not my favorite platform. I have them. I shoot them. I like them. But for me, personally, and maybe I have it set up right. Who knows? But they don't fit me as well as a good bolt-action rifle, which just feels like a glove when it comes up and just fits me right. Doesn't mean I don't have them. I mean, we got carbines and rifles and don't have any SBRs, but I think I'm going to get one of those. I got AR-10s. I got 308s. Got takedown versions. So, yeah, I got a few of the ARs. Maybe you get an AR this year. I'm just kind of getting into this whole idea of getting a gun that you never owned before. Just a thought. Or a caliber or a cartridge that you've never owned. If you've never had, you know, say, I've never owned a 30-06. You know what the beauty of this idea is? Is you're not committed to it forever. You can say, I'm going to go get that gun, and I'm going to shoot that, But if I don't like it, I can always sell it. I can always trade it. It's not a bad idea to have trading stock available, guns that you can trade in. Just a thought for you. Hey, let's go grab George on line one. He's in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, George, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. Weeks ago, there was a quandary about loading rock salt into a shotgun shell. Was that ever resolved? Because I have a good story about that.
I want to hear the story.
Okay. During the Depression, my family grew up in Cleveland. My dad and his brother, things were tight. Things were really, really bad. So you had the Ohio-Pennsylvania coal line going down the railroad tracks. Okay. So the kids in the neighborhood would throw rocks at the railroad poles that were guarding the coal shipments, right? So the railroad bulls would throw coal back at them. It was rocks in a coal fight, right? Well, here's the thing. My uncle and my dad got their overalls shot with rock salt a few times. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. So farmers back in the Depression days, if you're in the field stealing food, if you're trying to get coal, right, off the trains, right, they would take birdshot and or shells and put rock salt in there. And my dad said you had to go home, sit in the bathtub, and just let it bleed out. So,
my God,
you can put rock salt in shotgun shells.
And it was actually done. And you know, the idea, for those who are trying to figure out, what are we talking about? The guys who are guarding the coal, they didn't want to kill anybody, but they just wanted to dissuade everybody.
And my high school buddy, his dad's a World War II veteran, right? He gave the same story. They were here in, Wasion or something. They were out there stealing the really good corn, and they all got blasted with rock salt from shotguns.
And the whole idea is this: basically, this is the go away kid. You know, you don't want to be doing that. We don't really want to hurt you, but we do want to pepper you so that you don't want to come back. Great stories. Hey, I appreciate the call, sir. That's, you know, and I had always heard the stories about rock salt, but never talked to anybody who had actually run into it. So now we're starting to get people who are actually calling in with that. That's, and before anybody thinks, oh, I'll do that. No, that was then. This is now. Back then, if you call the police about that, they'd say, well, you shouldn't be stealing corn. All right? Okay. Now there's a chance they'll come in and arrest you for shooting at somebody with rock salt. So different times, different attitudes, and honestly, different law enforcement. Back then, we didn't have law enforcement officers. We had peace officers. Well, what's the difference? Law enforcement officer enforces the law as it's written. In my mind, a peace officer just kept the peace and was okay using a lot of discretion to say, you know, no, you kids go home, or, you know, I'm going to paddle you myself, or whatever it took to keep the peace and not necessarily say we're going to run you in because, yes, you technically violated the law. And we are law enforcement officers. I really prefer the term peace officer. I know it's an old style term, but to me, it kind of has a connotation that's different, if you will. Let's see. I don't think we do. We have time for Andrew. I don't think we have time in this break. Oh, we do. Okay, let's get him in here then. Line two. Andrew's calling in. He's going to help us out here. Andrew, help me with this transfer fee on suppressors. What's going on here? Oh no, Andrew going away. Well, what he was saying, but we're not going to have him here, he says that fees are higher for the transfer fees on suppressors because there's more involved. They had to do fingerprinting and all the rest, which goes back to what I said, is that when you have to do the registration, the NFA registration on those, and yes, we're not having to pay the tax, but you do have to do the registration, then you've got the fingerprinting and photographing and all the rest of it. So, yeah, there's more involved. So that makes sense if they're doing that processing. So there you go. just got an email from Don who says, I love my Ruger Model 77 RS. It has a 3-9 loophole gold ring scope. It's a 30-06, and this is one of these that's stamped made in the 200th year of American Liberty. Huh. Well, we're in the 250th year this year, aren't we? I haven't seen it yet, and it may be out there. Are any of the gun companies doing the 250th year models or stamping their guns with 250th year, any of that? I don't know. And yeah, Jim says, gun talk model, we should do that. Maybe. It could happen. You know, we haven't done a gun talk gun in almost 6 months. I know, we usually do them like every 5 years, but I'm kind of the attitude that, you know, if we got the idea for a cool new gun and we got a maker, somebody out there who would, you know, make it for us, I don't think we have to wait 5 years. So the question maybe is, what would you want? Pistol, rifle, shotgun, revolver? I don't know. We've done a number of 10-millimeter semi-auto pistols. And then we did our rifles this year. I don't know what we would do, but I keep thinking maybe a lever action, maybe just because I like them, but I'm not sure. If you said, okay, what would you want Gun Talk to make with a special Gun Talk gun, what would you want? Give me a holler at Tom Talk Gun.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
60 seconds of service.
Navy veteran Steve Tindall has become a familiar and uplifting presence in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After leaving the military, he felt called to continue serving in a way that strengthened the bonds among local veterans and civilians. He organizes memorial walks, flag-raising ceremonies, and community gatherings that bring people together to acknowledge the sacrifices of service members. Tindall also mentors younger veterans transitioning out of the military, helping them navigate benefits, employment challenges, and emotional readjustment. Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same-day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Thank you.
go get some help here. Chris called in out of Casper, Wyoming. Chris, help us out with this Springfield Prodigy.
Well, yeah, Tom, I have a Springfield A1, which is similar. I think the design was probably inherited from that. They call it a two-piece guide rod. And I got a replacement for my A1 from Wilson Combat. And it works great. It's beautiful. Matches the gun and everything. So they may have a product. I've not looked, but they may have a product that would do that for the Prodigy as well.
Oh, okay. So this is for Tony in Arizona. Tony, if you're still listening or pick this up, check with Wilson Combat. See if somebody makes a one-piece guide rod that you can swap out for that Prodigy. Chris, that's a great idea. By the way, how do you like your 1911?
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. I'm using my own hand loads in it. I put some nice grip panels on it. It's a wonderful gun. My wife loves it, too.
Speaking of grip panels, I just put those new ones on mine. I've got pictures of it over on X, if you want to take a look at that. They're spectacular. It's wonderful to be able to dress up your gun that way, isn't it?
It's just fun. Just fun.
You know, it is, and it's so easy. You could have, like, different ones, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to go with this one for a while, and then I'm going to try that one. And, you know, some of them are pricey, but some of them are not expensive at all.
Yeah, and it saves your Cocoa Bolo grips.
There you go. That's right. You save the good ones for you dressed up for the barbecue, right?
Yep. That's right.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate the help there. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, but, yeah, you could check with Wilson Combat or Cylinder and Slide and see who makes a one-piece guide rod for you. And Tony, that may take care of it. But, yeah, I would just look for aftermarket parts for the Prodigy. You got to be making them. I mean, I know it's a nice pistol, and Springfield makes really nice guns. They have maybe – this will be interesting to find out. I don't know the answer. But Springfield may have more 1911 models than anybody. Well, there's Kimber. Kimber has a lot of them, too. But Springfield has a lot. They got a lot. And they got some forged models that I really like. So, and like I say, I really, God, everybody's making 1911. So you look at Dan Wesson and Tsos and Ruger and Springfield and Smith, and it just goes on and on and on. And you get 10 millimeter and 45 and 9 millimeter. You can even get 380s. You can get 20, you get 22 Empire 1911s. Why? This design is old. I mean, it's 1911. Come on. Because it's good. And I'm not going to say it hasn't been improved upon, it because it has. Modern pistols have a lot of features that are very nice. And as a carry gun, I would offer that a 1911 is more of an expert's gun. It's not a set it and forget it kind of a pistol. You got to maintain it. You got to know what to do with it. You got to know how to operate a thumb safety. And speaking of that, classes. If you think about what I'm going to do with my New Year's resolutions for this year, classes, a 1911-specific class would be cool. I'm doing one of those at Gunsight in May. All 1911s, iron sights, and leather holsters. Just cool. But if you can find somebody that can really teach you how to run a 1911, it's pretty neat what you can do with it, and it feels good to know how to run it. So anyway, just food for thought. Maybe a class is in your future this year. Maybe that's the I've always wanted to bucket list kind of item, and you can make that happen as well. In the meantime, think about buying a gun in a cartridge or a caliber you've never had before. Maybe this is your year for a 327. I got a note earlier. Somebody said, what do you think about loading hollow-based wad cutters backwards? Yeah, that goes back to the 50s and 60s. We used to do that. Don't do that anymore. Just use good hard-cast lead wad cutter bullets. It works great. In the meantime, go out and do a little shooting. Buy a new gun. Sell a couple to buy something cool. We'll see you next week. Be safe out there. Carry all the time and keep checking that six.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are.
Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. New report says data proves bad things happen under dictators.
The Unleash Prosperity newsletter has released graphs and stats showing poverty, infant, and out-migration soaring under dictators Chavez and Maduro. In an update, UP unveiled a chart showing homicides quadrupling. When Chavez took power in 1999, homicide rates were at 25 per 100,000. Now that rate has jumped to 90. There were just under 6,000 violent deaths at the end of 1999, now 26,000.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. President Trump issuing a new executive order to protect Venezuelan oil revenue from judicial proceedings. That order aims to support U.S. efforts to stabilize Venezuela economically and politically. Now, a few oil executives say Venezuela's instability makes it, quote, unattractive for private investment. The president is trying to address those concerns. President Trump is warning Republican lawmakers ahead of the 2026 elections. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
When the president met with GOP lawmakers recently, he warned them not to let Democrats regain control of the House of Representatives.
You got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached.
Speaking at the annual GOP House retreat, he said health care should be a winning issue for Republicans, as he pointed to his administration's work on lowering prescription drug prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defending Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles will not be playing in the game this year. San Francisco defeating the Eagles Sunday in a wild card game, 23-19. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A human rights group says the number of prisoners released in Venezuela has risen. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The release of hundreds of political prisoners in the South American country is a long-running demand of human rights groups, international bodies, and opposing figures, including Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, who has several close allies imprisoned. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and Venezuela's top lawmaker Jorge Rodriguez, the brother of acting President Delcy Rodriguez, have said the releases are a gesture of peace. President Trump posted on Truth Social that he has canceled the second wave of attacks on Venezuela following cooperation from the South American nation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities confirming the death of a guard at a construction site near the 2026 Winter Olympic venue in a mountain resort in Italy. The death occurring during a frigid overnight shift. That was last week, where temperatures dropped to barely 10 degrees above zero. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Heritage Foundation promoting traditional marriage.
The Heritage Foundation think tank is urging the federal government to save and restore the American family, kicking off the midterm election year with a call to focus on domestic issues. Its recommendations include a marriage boot camp designed to prepare cohabitating couples for marriage. It proposes a universal day of rest that would build upon blue laws that limit alcohol sales in some municipalities. And it discourages online dating in part because of research showing that couples who meet online are also less likely to get married. Keith Peters, Washington.
Two lawsuits playing out this year could affect how the U.S. Census will be done in 2030. Census, of course, determines the congressional representation and federal aid to states. Lawsuits align with various parts of President Trump's agenda. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's thought to be the smallest contributor to our dietary agenda. And at the very top are things like red meat and poultry with the skin on and full-fat cheese. And then, of course, there's lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. And there's eggs. Yeah, eggs are near the top of the things that we should be consuming. And what looks like a bottle of olive oil. And, of course, there's an avocado there. And there's nuts. And there's lettuce. But nary a package of processed foods. And so it's a revolution in our thinking about foods. And it's kind of a, we're kind of making more basic. You know, it's like, let's get rid of ultra-processed food and let's substitute real food. There's an article in the Free Press that sums it up. Great article by FDA Commissioner Marty McCary. Why we threw out the broken food pyramid. And I'm going to quote liberally from it because it is so articulate. He's a great writer and he's really on target here. For nearly half a century, Americans have made dietary choices guided by well-intentioned but dangerously flawed myths. We were told to fear the fat in milk and eggs and to buy processed low-fat products to stay lean. This expert advice enshrined in previous dietary guidelines issued by the federal government has been a catastrophic failure. Okay, Marty, tell us what you really think about it. A catastrophic failure, huh? Bad advice has created a broken food supply and fueled epidemics of chronic disease and obesity. That era is officially over. With the new Dietary Guidelines for Americans developed by the Donald Trump administration, they represent a fundamental and long overdue course correction. We should eat more real food, high in micronutrients and derived from good sources, and less highly processed food. So who cares? You know, what are the implications of this? You know, we spent a lot of time ignoring government recommendations. Those of you who are listeners to Intelligent Medicine, you've long been skeptical of what health authorities have been telling you. So what does it matter what the government guidelines are? Well, the new guidelines inform school lunches, meals at military bases, and other government programs, and are therefore very important for the overall nutrition of Americans, which has gone sideways or downhill, more correctly, under the recommendations that recommended that we follow a very low-fat diet with plentiful carbohydrates and grains. Translation, it turns out that the vast majority of people who consume grains consume processed grains. Refined grains make up almost 90% of all grains consumed in the United States, supplying about a quarter of total calories. So we said people should eat a lot of grains. Translation, whole wheat bagels. You know, it's a grain, but not necessarily great. The new guidelines, so several things have changed. The new guidelines recommend a higher protein intake, which is important, especially for older Americans and active Americans. 1.2 grams to 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. We've been talking about protein a lot here on Intelligent Medicine. It's essential for building and maintaining muscle mass and also promoting satiety, feeling full. So that regulates our food intake. Protein tends to make us feel full. Second, according to Marty McCary, we're officially ending the myth of calories in, calories out. So what they say is that we're kind of, you know, according to the thermodynamic equation, we're like cars. It doesn't matter how you get your calories. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie. But the type and form of calories that we get matters, because it's actually literally information for our body. He writes, a calorie from candy or soda and a calorie from an omelet are not equivalent. One drives inflammation and metabolic dysfunction. The other provides satiety, fiber, and healthy fats. So the new guidelines rightly shift the focus from counting calories to thinking about the nutrient density and quality of the grains in our food supply. And thirdly, he says, and this is a bold statement, because this flies in the face of what health authorities have been telling us for years on end, the American Heart Association the FDA, we are correcting a 50-year mistake by ending the war on healthy fats. And he correctly says the crusade against fat was based on the deeply flawed studies of Dr. Ansel Keys, who wrote about this in the 1940s and 50s, and ushered in an era of low-fat foods. The food industry said, okay, you don't like fat? Well, fine, we'll take the fat out of food, and we'll deliver highly processed, low-fat foods with a health halo. Since they don't contain fat, they won't make you fat. Well, the opposite happened. Dr. Ansel Keys and his followers, according to Marty McCary, created a misguided fear that led to the absurdity of pushing skim milk and fat-free yogurts on growing children, robbing them of essential nutrients needed for development. Now studies show that the saturated fats in dairy, especially, absolutely inconsequential when it comes to cardiovascular risk. The food industry, which responded to the medical fear machine, replaced natural fat with sugar and refined carbohydrates. He writes, this spawned the world's first generation of children raised on sugar and highly processed foods, often disguised as heart healthy. They now say, according to a study, 67% of the calories consumed by American children come from highly processed foods. Americans should not fear, McCary writes, healthy, natural foods with healthy fats from sources like meat, seafood, eggs, much maligned, full-fat dairy, olives, avocados, and so on. And fourth, the new guidelines acknowledge that the type of grain matters. Avoid highly processed, packaged, prepared, ready-to-eat, or other foods that are salty or sweet, such as chips, cookies, and candy that have added sugars and sodium. So brown rice over Rice Krispies. For some of you, you know, we may opt to be on a virtually no carbohydrate diet. You may need that. For active individuals, they can tolerate some carbohydrates, but they should be in the form of whole grains like brown rice. Bulgur wheat over bagels. Slow-cooked Scottish oats over low-fat Snackwell cookies. Baked potatoes with creamery butter instead of French fries or chips. So he also mentions that we've initiated renewable petroleum-based food dyes, which can make junk foods more attractive to children and pose a number of health risks. And they've made the guidelines more concise and accessible. They're now shorter than 10 pages. In the past, they've stretched past 100 pages. McCary says that every American should read them, especially parents. You got to read this. Just go to realfood.gov. Our new guidelines, he says, are a major step toward ending the medical dogma and restoring the basics of nutrition. It's time we stop blaming children for being addicted to the sugar-laden processed foods put in front of them. We need to get back to the basics of promoting real food. So, you know, I got to say, whether or not you like the Trump administration, I know that feelings are running very, very high on both sides of the political divide. But this is bipartisan. Who could be against this? What, the food industry? Yeah, maybe they're opposed to this, right? Because it's going to put a big bite on their profits. Although they can make healthier alternatives and still sell plenty of food. Manufacturers of synthetic food chemicals, they could be against this. But, you know, this has got to be something that all Americans can get behind. So a true revolution in our food policy. And for me, personally gratifying after so many years campaigning for something like this. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Stretching and contorting your body, just to fit everyone in the selfie. Well, the iPhone 17 is out now, and one of the biggest improvements is taking a selfie. I was at the launch of the iPhone 17 and caught up with tech journalist Jefferson Graham.
Improved selfies, which I think is going to be the number one thing for people. A better telephoto, which will get you way closer to the action, which I've been asking for years, and I'm very impressed. And it's digital zoom, so, and also it's thinner and it's lighter, and one of the biggest problems with taking selfies is that you can't fit people in the frame. And most people shoot them vertically when they should actually shoot them horizontally. And now Apple is going to shift it horizontally, even if you shoot it vertically. And they're going to fit more people in the frame. It just does it all automatically. And I've just been playing with it. I love it.
Find out more at the Apple Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Another problem in America. Big article in the Wall Street Journal last week. America's seniors are over-medicated. We call this polypharmacy. People on multiple drugs simultaneously. This is how bad it is. One in six seniors enrolled in Medicare's drug benefit were prescribed eight or more medications at the same time. The Wall Street Journal did an investigation of Medicare data and analyzed it, and they found that in 2022, 7.6 million seniors were simultaneously prescribed eight or more medications for at least 90 days. Of those seniors, nearly 4 million took 10-plus drugs at once, and more than 500,000 of them were prescribed 15-plus drugs at the same time. And they singled out some of the drugs that are disrecommended by the American Geriatric Society. It's advised that people over 65 never take these drugs, according to something called the Beers criteria, after a doctor who first figured out that some drugs should almost never be taken by older patients. And these include commonly used drugs like Valium, the antihistamine hydroxyzine, which is Benadryl, right? And which can really knock you out. And the muscle relaxant Robaxin. There's also another one called Flexeril. I took it once because I had a back spasm and it just knocked me out even though I was young and healthy in my 40s. Other drugs, the guidelines say, still pose risk for patients with certain medical conditions. They also highlighted Neurontin, which is a drug for nerve pain, which can really make you foggy-brained and can result in people feeling lightheaded and falling down. They cite the case of a patient who shattered her hip after tripping on the edge of a driveway after being on multiple medications during a family vacation. She ended up at a hospital after toppling down an escalator. No wonder. She was on eight-plus drugs. They came from at least five different health providers. Frequently, doctors don't talk to one another. Some doctors were singled out as high prescribers, doctors who were notorious for prescribing multiple medications at the same time to their patients, just dishing out medications like it's Halloween, Andy. So, yeah, over-medication, polypharmacy, big problem in seniors. And hopefully, you know, that'll be attacked, a problem that comes under the jurisdiction of Medicare and Medicaid, now led by Mehmet Oz. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll hear some of your questions momentarily. If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil
oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Smartphone. Celebrating a decade, it's the Google Pixel 10. Bytes Navi Siva from Google has the details.
Pixel 10 series has the brand new Google Tensor G5 chip, giving you the best photos and videos ever on a Pixel, plus a battery that lasts even longer. It has Gemini, Google's AI assistant, built right in to help you create, plan, and just get things done.
With AI features like Magic Queue.
Magic Queue helps you spend less time switching apps to find the info you need by giving you proactive, relevant suggestions from apps like Gmail, Calendar, and Messages. For example, if you need to call an airline to rebook a delayed flight, it happens to all of us, Magic Queue can instantly find the number from your flight confirmation in Gmail and offer it as a suggestion.
Check out the Pixel family at the Google Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We're here for your questions. We're here for your comments. Let's hear one of those now.
Hello, doctor. A friend gave me a copy of the Shaklee supplement catalog, and it mentioned that in 1915, Dr. Forrest Shaklee invented the first multivitamin and was a pioneer in the industry. I never heard you mention anything about him, and I can tell you that I was not impressed about their product line, mostly common vitamins and supplements that cost more. What can you tell me about Dr. Shaklee and his supplement company?
Well, I want to thank you for that question because I was aware of the Shaklee vitamin line. It's kind of a legacy company from way back when. And the company was actually founded by Forrest Shaklee with his sons when he was 62 in 1955. It was the proto-vitamin company, and that's when vitamins became popular. And the company has evolved and tried to keep up with the modern trends, but it remains possibly a little conservative in terms of the things that it puts out. But it certainly has got a great brand and continues to offer supplements. So your question prompts me to do a little research on this guy. Forrest Shaklee was born in 1894, and he lived to the ripe old age of 91, dying in 1985. He was a chiropractor and an entrepreneur, as well as a philosopher. He was born in Iowa and diagnosed with tuberculosis. And, you know, kind of like the history of many great men, he was a sickly child, and he was thought that it wasn't likely that he was going to live long. So his parents packed him up and took him to the country to obtain healthier food and fresh air and plenty of rest away from the smoke of the coal mines that were in his hometown. And as a teen, his doctors believed that he recovered fully from tuberculosis, which then, for then, there was no treatment. But sunshine increases vitamin D. That can be a factor in recovery from tuberculosis. And so he became a fan of natural health. He was influenced by a guy named Bernard McFadden, who I have to say was kind of a precursor to folks like me, you know, folks who get on the radio and advocate for health. Bernard McFadden, in the early days of radio, had a radio program exhorting people to eat healthy food in the 1920s and 30s. And he was a health enthusiast, an exercise enthusiast. So he influenced Shaklee. Shaklee also hung around with a guy named Casimir Funk, who was a Polish scientist who was one of the pioneers of the discovery of vitamins. He called them vitamins because he thought they were amines, which is a chemical term, and vital amines became vitamins. And so Casimir Funk identified some of the B vitamins like thiamine and niacin, which were used and also helped collaborate with Albertson Georgi in Hungary, who discovered vitamin C. And so Shaklee went into chiropractic. He graduated from the prestigious Palmer College of Chiropractic, one of the wellsprings of chiropractic medicine in the early 1900s. And in 1915, he created Shaklee's Vitalized Minerals. It wasn't a multivitamin. It was minerals. And he began selling his supplement to patients, but not to the overall market. It was only later in the 1950s that Shaklee became a retail company. So he also was kind of a philosopher, and he developed a philosophy called thoughtsmanship, which was centered on becoming aware of one's emotions, surroundings, and the moment. This sounds kind of sounds like mindfulness, doesn't it? Thoughtsmanship. So he was a deep thinker, wrote articles on the mind's influence on an individual's health and well-being, and then proceeded to open the company Shackley at the age of 62, along with his sons. And it was a great success. He ultimately led to a vitamin industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. One of their early products, which is still sold by Shackley, is something called Vitalee, a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement in tablet form that you can still get from Shackley. He also pioneered protein supplements, the idea that you could take protein and put it into a powder form and take it as a protein supplement. That was something that Shackley innovated. So, very interesting question. Thanks for prompting me to take a historical trip to honor the memory of this nutrition pioneer. Interesting guy. All right, this item, if you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen, and that I've recommended it for my patients and followers for literally decades. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, he's considered the godfather of functional medicine and continues to come up with great products. He now takes omega-3s to a new level. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. It's sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska, and unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. Their product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. It contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA. Just looking at it, you can see the difference. It's a deep amber color. Plus, it contains all natural vitamins A and D, as well as naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. And as a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. So visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. Okay, so when it comes to vitamin C, a couple of new benefits have been discovered. Headline, dietary vitamin C increases skin collagen and thickness, a study finds. So this is research from New Zealand. And they didn't use vitamin C tablets. They used kiwi. Kiwi is a potent source of natural vitamin C. Published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, the study provides some of the clearest evidence to date that skin health responds directly to dietary vitamin C intake. So, conversely, we know that in the disease scurvy, which is vitamin C deficiency, people develop sores on their skin. And contrary to belief, you know, I'm reading about the Revolutionary War, a high percentage of, especially the sailors, but also the soldiers, suffered from scurvy because they didn't know what to do. You know, this thing that they thought that James Lind discovered that by eating limes, you know, they call the British sailors limeys, that would alleviate scurvy. It took them until the 20th century to realize that vitamin C from fresh fruit was the way to counteract scurvy. Well, what happens in scurvy? Your teeth become loose. You develop easy bruisability. And your skin quality deteriorates, you develop thin skin. So They found that in this new study out of New Zealand, when plasma vitamin C levels increased, skin concentrations rose in parallel, supporting collagen synthesis and epidermal regeneration. In the study, they consumed 2 Sun Gold kiwi fruit per day. They must have got a government grant for that because it's a big source of the economy of New Zealand is exporting kiwi fruit. Participants asked to consume 2 Sun Gold kiwi fruit per day, providing around just 250 milligrams of vitamin C for 8 weeks. And those who did increase their vitamin C intake showed significantly higher vitamin C levels in their skin, along with measurable improvements in skin thickness and renewal. So, look, I'm probably going to work with vitamin C supplements as well. The natural fruit may have other companion nutrients. In this study as well, another dividend of vitamin C. New studies suggest vitamin C might help your body deal with air pollution. According to a study, a lot of people exposed to tiny microscopic particles produced by everything from rush hour traffic to dust storms and brush fires. A lot of that in California. Vitamin C is an antioxidant. The study's authors published their findings in Environment International and suggest that vitamin C can ameliorate the effects of environmental toxins. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, your number. This is Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi. Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that is the portal where you can call and record a question, and we'll take one of those questions right now. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, in his newsletter, mentioned the destruction of muscles with cholesterol-lowering medications such as Crestor. I found that to be the case with very much increased muscle pain. What would Dr. Hoffman recommend aside from weight training to increase or restore the health of the muscles? Thank you.
Yeah, so what you're referring to is a new thing, which is we know that in a certain percentage of cases, it may be as high as double digits, but usually it's estimated to be around 5%. You know, 1 in 20 people can't tolerate statins. They get muscle pain when they take statins. And they even have signs of chemical abnormalities on blood tests showing high levels of CPK, which indicates muscle deterioration or damage. And so that's one thing. It's called myopathy, statin-induced myopathy. The other thing is that a recent study suggests that even if you don't experience myopathy, there is a bit of a tendency when you take a statin to promote sarcopenia or accelerate muscle deterioration. So even without actually muscle aches or pains, this could get in the way of you maintaining lean body mass, which is a hedge against frailty. So in terms of, you know, what can you do about it? Well, let's first look at myopathy, which is muscle pain. It's controversial, but a 2018 study, and I found another one in 2025, one study, effectiveness of coenzyme Q10 supplementation in statin-induced myopathy, a systematic review. They concluded that, indeed, it can be deduced that CoQ10 supplementation significantly ameliorates statin-induced musculoskeletal symptoms. And then there were studies that said, nah, that's not the case. But there's another review, 2025, that says that, indeed, there's coenzyme Q10 supplementation ameliorated statin-induced muscle symptoms. implying that CoQ10 supplementation may be a complementary approach to manage statin-induced myopathy. Now, that's muscle pain, but it suggests that if you manage muscle pain, you might actually attenuate some of the muscle loss that occurs with statins. So, however, there are studies that say, no, it doesn't make a difference. And I got to tell you that clinically, when I see patients who have statin-induced muscle pain, I can give them a boatload of coenzyme Q10. It doesn't help. It often doesn't help. Sometimes it helps. Maybe that's a placebo. But typically what's done when you have statin-induced muscle pain is by reducing the statin, maybe taking a lower dose and complementing it with Zetias, another drug that lowers cholesterol in a different way, you can get the same cholesterol reduction and reduce the amount of statin you give. Often it's about the dosage of the statin. Don't start with the highest dosage of statin. Start with the lowest dosage, even reduce it to every other day. And that could actually make a difference in terms of tolerance of the statins. When it comes to different statins, sometimes patients are, you know, better able to tolerate one or another statin, or they can go under red yeast rice and get a little bit of cholesterol reduction with what essentially is a weaker form of a statin. That's what red yeast rice is. It is a statin, but it's a natural statin that maybe is a little less potent. There is, however, some literature that suggests something kind of obscure. It's called geraniol, or GG for short, has the potential to manage statin-associated muscle symptoms. Now, I have to say, caution flag on that, because this is a hypothetical thing. You know, it's a preclinical study, test tube study. It suggests that there may be a mechanism by which GG helps to manage statin-associated muscle symptoms. And I take the product. The product is called Anato-E GG. You can get it from Fullscript, my online dispensary. Anato-E GG from Designs for Health. And I take it because it's a way to get tocotrienols as well, which is a form of vitamin E that I prefer alongside the GG. And, you know, I got to say that there's not any clinical studies that prove that this actually helps, but it is a plausible way to fend off statin myopathy. Okay, so another thing, another good thing that the current MAHA regime has done is to open up the taps a little bit on access to hormone replacement therapy. They've removed some of the black box warnings on hormone replacement for women. Women have been scared off estrogen with a lot of benefits for most postmenopausal women, but doctors and patients have been afraid of it. Under the new regime, more access to hormone replacement therapy for postmenopausal women. New story. FDA panel pushes to reclassify testosterone therapy. Testosterone is currently regulated as Schedule III controlled substance, the same category as a drug of abuse like ketamine. And this classification really scares doctors from prescribing the therapy. It's harder. You can prescribe, you know, statins like water. You can even get, you know, over-the-counter versions of acid blockers. But when it comes to testosterone, very hard to get, and doctors are scared to prescribe it because you have to use special forms. The FDA has now pushed to reclassify testosterone therapy to make the benefits of hormone replacement therapy for men with low T more accessible, and it's something that I heartily endorse. Many men under my guidance have benefited from testosterone replacement prescribed appropriately. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics.
The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Protests against ICE agents continuing in Minnesota following the shooting last week. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Protesters continue screaming at heavily armed federal agents and honking car horns, banging on drums and blowing whistles in attempts to disrupt ICE agents enforcing immigration laws. There was some pushing and several people were hit with chemical spray in a standoff on Sunday. The Trump administration has defended ICE, saying the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting himself and fellow agents and that Good had weaponized her vehicle. Ken Lorman reporting.
In Pennsylvania, law enforcement official there blasting ICE agents. Philadelphia Sheriff Rochelle Belal had a blunt message calling ICE agents wannabe law enforcement, and no law enforcement professional wears a mask. Belal also says her deputies will arrest any ICE agent who comes into her city and violates the law, and Philadelphia prosecutors will charge them. Republican lawmakers breaking with President Trump on a couple of issues this past week. We have the latest on that story now from White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
The president enjoys strong support among congressional Republicans, but there were some defections within the party ranks on two key votes. Five GOP senators joined Democrats in moving forward with a resolution that would block the president from further military action in Venezuela without approval from Congress. And in the House, 17 Republicans voted with Democrats to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years over the objection of the House Speaker and President. That bill now goes to the Senate, where pressure is building for a similar bipartisan compromise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Economist Steve Moore says a fascinating economic phenomenon is quietly unfolding around the world.
A Trumpian revolution is going to happen all over the world, and that's what we're seeing. You've seen it in Italy. You've seen it in Chile. You've seen it in Argentina. You know, there's no reason that Venezuela and these South American countries can't be rich again.
Moore has a roadmap for countries wanting to prosper in 2026.
Follow the Trump model. Free markets, free enterprise, low taxes, power to the people. I would say that the big movement around the world is citizens around the world are tired and fed up with arrogant, self-serving politicians who say they care about people, but they just care about themselves.
Employers added 50,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%, its first decline since last June. More on these stories, townhall.com. Well, the U.S. has taken the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines that it has been recommending for every child, leaving other immunizations like flu shots open to families to choose, but without clear guidance. Dr. Robert Hopkins with the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
They did not take away recommendations for vaccine, but they changed many of the recommendations from a routine recommendation for all children to a recommendation that the parents and families have a discussion with a healthcare provider before they receive vaccination against RSV, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, meningococcal disease.
Officials do say the overhaul to the federal vaccine schedule won't result in any families losing access or, for that matter, any insurance coverage for vaccines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a multiple Oscar nominee doing the radio thing. And then we'll resume our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part Johnny Dollar marathon, The Shady Lane Matter. Well, one of Rosalind Russell's best-remembered big-screen roles was as fast-talking reporter Hildy Johnson, opposite Cary Grant, in Howard Hawks' 1940s screwball comedy, His Girl Friday. Right now, though, she gets quite dramatic. Announcer Paul Fries provides the details. I'll just let you know it's from December 9th of 1948.
Suspense. Autolite and its 60,000 dealers and service stations bring you radio's outstanding theater of thrills. Starring tonight, Miss Rosalind Russell in Anton Lieder's production of The Sisters, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Here is one I think would be very lovely. It has a far superior lining, pure silk, much heavier than the others we've looked at. Do you care for this one, Miss Haskell?
Yes, that's very nice. But I believe I'd like to see something perhaps even a little better.
Oh, of course. If you will just step over this way, Miss Haskell. Now, here is an exquisite casket, something that really does honor to the departed.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Now, the interior is just the same as the last, but the casket itself is a bronze, solid bronze.
Won't that be rather heavy?
Oh, yes, but not too heavy. Will there be 6 pallbearers?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter, really. 4 men can carry this very easily, very. Miss Haskell, I want you to notice the floral design here. All hand-wrought, every bit of it. And, notice the seams in this casket. Airtight and watertight, guaranteed. You know, of course, how important that is.
Yes.
Yes. But this casket, in 100 years or even 200 years, will be just as strong and will look just as beautiful as it does on this stand today. You couldn't buy a finer piece of workmanship.
How much would this one be, please?
This casket, Duravo, by the way. Duravo for durability, we say in the trade. This casket is priced at $775. We can't bring back the departed. Our only solace is the knowledge that we have done them the last possible honor.
Very well. I'll take this one.
Oh, well, I'm sure you are making a very wise choice. In all my years as a mortician, I've never found a family that regretted money spent on a Duravo. Now, let me see.
I'll give you a check.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Not immediately. After the funeral will do. By the way, we haven't mentioned it. Are we handling the funeral arrangements?
I don't know yet.
Oh, well, you want the casket delivered somewhere?
No. I'd like you to hold it for a while, please.
Hold it? But for how long?
For 3 weeks.
3 weeks? I don't understand. Who is the party? The deceased? Who is the casket for?
It's for me.
Lydia? Lydia? I thought I heard you come in. Where have you been, Lydia? You've been gone all afternoon.
I've been shopping.
What did you buy? Did you get the ribbons I asked for?
No, I didn't have time.
Oh, I wanted some new ribbons. These are all worn out. See, Lydia?
Ellie, I wish you'd stop putting ribbons in your hair like a schoolgirl. You're almost 40 years old.
I know, Lydia. I know.
Then try to act like it. Oh, hand me my sewing. And light the lamp. It's getting dark.
I wonder why we have to grow old. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had always stayed young like we used to be? Oh, Lydia. Remember when Mother used to send us out to school with our ribbons matching and our dresses matching? And at the end of the day, no one would even guess we were sisters because I was always so mussed and you were always so clean. Oh, I wish we were young again, Lydia.
Stop talking nonsense, Ellie.
It is nonsense, isn't it? Oh, the doorbell rang while you were out, just before you came home.
You didn't answer us.
Oh, no. You told me never to answer it. I just looked out of the upstairs window.
Did you see who it was?
Oh, yes, yes, it was a man. A rather big man. He rang a long time and then he went away.
He didn't see you, did he?
Oh, no. I just peeked ever so carefully from behind the curtains. Then I came down here and watched him going down the walk.
You came downstairs?
Yes.
I told you never to come down those stairs when I'm not in this house.
It was all right, Lydia. I held on very tight to the banisters all the way. And I didn't once look down the stairwell. So I didn't get dizzy and I didn't want to jump.
Well, don't do it again.
It was just that I was lonely. I didn't think you were ever coming home. Lydia, you didn't tell me what you bought.
A Duravo.
What's that? What's a Duravo?
Don't ask so many questions, Ellie.
All right. Lydia, I think I'll sew, too. I could fix up one of these old ribbons here. May I, Lydia?
Yes, you sew. It will be good for you.
Thank you. Lydia.
Yes?
Lydia, could I go shopping someday?
Don't be a fool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought that... No, I suppose you're right. It wouldn't do. Not yet. Lydia, sing with me.
You know I never sing.
There wasn't any mail today.
Wasn't there?
No. I thought perhaps there'd be a letter from David. It's been such a long time since he's written, hasn't it?
I haven't noticed.
Oh, yes. He used to write every week on Tuesday. And I get the letter on Thursday. but there wasn't one this week or last or the week before that. Strange, isn't it? But perhaps he's been busy.
Perhaps.
Still, he never used to be too busy to write. I cannot stand it. Do you suppose there's some other reason?
What are you trying to say to me, Ellie? Are you hinting perhaps I'm keeping your mail from you?
Oh, no.
Well, you certainly seem to be. Why should I keep David's letters from you?
But I didn't say that. I just said it was strange that David hasn't written, that's all.
You wouldn't keep David's letters, I know that, Lydia. Go on with your sewing.
Yes. I want to finish this ribbon.
Stop singing that. Stop it.
But Lydia, it's a hymn.
I don't care. I said stop. I'll learn something else. That's all you sing day and night, day and night. Same tune over and over and over. Now stop it.
Lydia, sometimes you frighten me. The way you look at me, you make me think that perhaps I'm not getting well. That perhaps I'm still crazy. I'm not still crazy. Am I, Lydia?
Yes?
Evening. Are you Miss Lydia Haskell?
Yes.
Well, can I speak to you for a minute? I was here this afternoon. There was no one home.
What is it, please?
We had a call from Doan Brothers, the undertakers. I'm from the police department.
Oh, really? I don't see what the police could want with me. Come in if you wish.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Yeah, thank you. There's nothing we want, Miss Haskell, except it's sort of unusual for a woman to order a casket for herself.
Unusual? I've heard of many cases of that kind. People who are alone in the world, there's no one else to look after things.
Oh, yes, sure, I know. Only it's a little more unusual when you can name the date. The undertaker said you wanted the casket held for 3 weeks. Why 3 weeks? There must be some reason for it.
There is. I'm going to die. I shall die in 3 weeks, or perhaps even before. There's no doubt in my mind about it, and that's why I've ordered the casket. You may call it a premonition if you want.
Maybe I could also call it suicide. Well, that's why I'm here, Miss Haskell. I don't know whether you know it, but suicide's a crime in the eyes of the state.
A crime for which there is no punishment.
Not if it's successful, no. But there is prevention.
I know I'm going to die. I feel it. But I have no intention of taking my own life. There's no need to do so.
Miss Haskell, this premonition, as you call it, have you any idea what brought it on?
No.
Have you been speaking to anyone? No fortune tellers or anything like that?
No.
What makes you so sure? How do you know you can trust this premonition? You're not an old woman. I'd say you're in pretty good health. You've got a lot of good years ahead of you.
I have a religion, not a church religion. Just one of my own. It preaches that people go on living until they've outgrown their usefulness. Then they die from one cause or another. When that time comes, the desire to live is gone. And only desire keeps the body and soul alive and breathing.
Oh, I don't understand that.
I'm sorry.
Miss Haskell, do you live alone here?
Yes.
No relations, no housekeeping?
I live alone here.
Well, it's a pretty large house for a person living alone.
There are 3 floors and far too many rooms. But it's on the outskirts of town. It's quiet and it gives me the privacy I've been looking for. A privacy which you are invading for the first time since I moved here 5 years ago.
I'm sorry, Miss Haskell. I'm only doing my job. I was told to look you up and find out why you bought that casket.
Then I think we may assume your job is over.
Yeah, I guess so, but... Well, the office might ask me to drop back once in a while just to keep in touch, you know.
I won't be at home.
Why? You don't go out very much, I ask. The folks in town say they don't even see you more than once a week.
When maybe. You come, I won't be at home.
All right. Sorry to bother you.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, Miss Haskell, how are you going to die?
I don't know, nor do I consider it important. Why should you?
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to Suspense on WIN Radio One. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get back to Suspense on WIN Radio Was.
For Suspense, Autolite is bringing you Miss Rosalind Russell in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
After he'd gone, I stood there in the hall thinking. Perhaps I'd made a mistake. Perhaps I shouldn't have gone to the morticians. I had thought it would be so clever. But I hadn't thought he might become suspicious and a policeman. Send someone snooping around, asking questions, trying to find out things. I was so upset thinking about it, I hadn't heard her come down the stairs. Ellie, what are you doing down here? What are you doing sitting on the steps in the dark?
Lydia!
Haven't I told you never to come down here at night?
Lydia!
What do you want?
I heard that man who was here. Lydia, why did you buy the casket? Why are you going to die? You must, Lydia. You mustn't die. I'd be alone if you died. And you know what would happen. They'd send me away like they did once before. The people in the town would come and find me living here, and they'd send me away.
Go up to bed, Ellie. Go to sleep.
How can I sleep? Oh, Lydia, you won't die. Promise me you won't.
I promise you. Now go to bed.
But why did you buy the casket? And the things you said to that man as if you wanted to die. Why, Lydia? Why do you want to die? I don't want to die. No one does.
You have such a lot to live for, haven't you, Ellie?
Yes. I've been happy, Lydia. You made me happy. And someday when I'm well again, I'll go back home. And David will be waiting for me. You know he'll be there. You've always told me he'd be waiting. And he'll see that I'm well again, and he'll take me back. I'm not so old, am I? David won't see me as old. He told me that when I was well, no matter how long it took, he'd still see me as a young girl. That's why I've been happy. Just waiting for the time I can go back to David.
Haven't you heard yet? And haven't you learned it? Don't you know yet that you're mad and you'll always be mad?
No. Don't say that. I'm getting better, Lydia.
Yes.
You know I'm getting better.
Yes, of course. Putting bows in your hair, sewing ribbons all day long, sneaking about the house at night spying on me, singing the same hymn over and over and over until I think I'm going mad, too.
Is that why you want to die? To get away from me? Why, I thought you loved me, Lydia.
Why should I love you? Look what life has given me, and tell me why. You've always spoiled everything for me, even from the time we were children.
Why, how could I spoil everything? We were just like the same child, Lydia, twins. You were I, and I was you.
We looked the same, yes. We were born the same day, yes, and that's where it ended. You were the nice one. I used to hear them say so. You were even the prettiest, they said, as if they could see any difference between us. Well, whatever you wanted, you had. You smiled so beautifully, and I never smiled. I was the sullen one, the dark cloud in the house.
You made it so, Lydia. We all love you.
When your doll was broken, they gave you mine. When you tore your dancing dress, you took mine.
You gave it to me, Lydia. I remember you gave it to me. You gave it to me.
I've always given things to you. I've given you my whole life. I even gave you David.
Lydia, you were in love with David. He came to our house. Was it you he came to see? Oh, Lydia, I didn't know.
You never knew. No one did. I had to stand by and watch you take him from me. And when you had your first attack, I was glad. People said it was a shame, but I was glad.
Lydia.
Because I knew that he could never have you. Oh, yes, you were going away and be cured. He was going to wait. But it wouldn't matter how long it took and how long he waits. You'll never be cured, and he'll never have you. Never.
You hate me. You always hate me. I see it now. Even when you've been taking care of me. When we came to this town, you didn't bring me here so I'd be cured. You wanted to keep me this way. Man. That's why you took me out of that place. Because they might have made me well again.
Go upstairs.
You hate me. And now you're going to die.
I
leave me without
you.
Anyone.
I will not die. Oh, Ellie. Ellie, I'm sorry we had this quarrel. I didn't mean to upset you. It's just that I'm upset myself and tired. I didn't mean the things I said.
You bought a casket.
It was only an idea I had in case anything ever happened to me.
You bought a casket. Lydia, was it for yourself? Oh, is it for me?
Ellie!
You wouldn't. You wouldn't, would you, Lydia?
What are you talking about?
Hold the lamp up. Hold it close to you. I want to see your face.
Go up to bed.
Yes. I can see it in your eyes. It is for me. You're going to kill me. You're going to murder me.
Don't be a fool, Ellie.
If so, you want to get rid of me. Because you hate me. Oh, now I see. I see. You love David. And you're going to kill me. And they'll come and find me and bury me. And they'll think it's you.
Be quiet.
That's why you bought the casket. They'll think it's you who is dead. Because no one knows I'm living here. And then you'll go away and you'll go back to Dave. And you'll say that Lydia has died. And he'll think you are me and that you're well again. And he'll marry you. You'll have him. You'll be Ellie. You'll have David in my place.
Did you hear what I said? Be quiet. Now go upstairs and get to bed.
Oh, Lydia. How can you be so wicked?
Ellie. Ellie, are you awake? Ellie. Dear, you mustn't think any more about what we said tonight. Do you hear? It's not so, Ellie. It's just your imagination. You mustn't think about it. It will be bad for you. Are you asleep, Ellie? She's not asleep. She's lying over there on the other side of the room, staring at me through the dark. She knows it was the truth tonight. She's going to die. I'm going to kill her. That quarrel. I shouldn't have let her know. I lost my temper, stupid. Now I must
I must think clearly. Now, what was my plan? How was I going to kill her? It mustn't look like murder. They'll suspect things then. It must be suicide, and it must be soon now that she knows. There, listen. She's starting again. She's singing again. That hymn. No, I must be calm. Don't get excited. Think clearly. How was I going to kill her? Oh, I wish it were over. I could go back then. Back to David. How quickly she saw through that. That I'd go back in her place. But he'll never suspect. I would be Ellie to him. Ellie cured and happy again. I'll learn to smile. But first she must die. Now, which way is best? The stairs. Of course, the stairwell. She gets dizzy if she looks down into the stairwell. Yes, it will be so easy. In a day or two, that policeman will come back to the house. They'll find her, and they'll think it's me. The stairwell. Three floors from the attic here. Three floors straight down. It's so easy when you think clearly. The stairwell, of course.
You mustn't cry anymore. You hear me? Are you afraid of the dark? I'll light the lamp for you. There, dear. That's better, isn't it? Why, you're shivering. Are you cold? Come. Put your wrapper on. We'll go down to the parlor and light a fire. And I'll make a nice cup of hot milk for you. Come, Ellie.
No.
Ellie, stop acting like this. Now. Now, come, dear. Here's your wrapper. Put it around your shoulders. That's a girl now. Get up. Get up now. I'll carry the lamp. Give me your hand, dear. Why, you're cold as ice. Now, be careful. Walk slowly. There we are. Now, hold on to the banister, dear. That's right. I'll hold the lamp up high so you can see better.
I'm afraid. The stairwell.
It's right here, dear. You see?
I'm afraid.
Ellie, you must get over that gear. Look, Ellie. Just look down. There's nothing to frighten you. Look down the stairwell, Ellie.
No.
I'm holding you, dear. Now just lean over and look down. You can see all the way.
No. Don't make me look. Don't mess me.
It's nothing.
No.
Nothing at all. Now, are you dizzy? I'm holding you.
Let me go. Come I can't
closer.
Stand it.
No, come closer.
No.
Lean over.
No.
Do you hear, Ellie?
Let me get back.
Ellie, look down.
No.
Now,
let
Ellie.
Let me go.
Lean over.
No.
Look down.
No.
Look down.
No.
Very strange thing, yes. It was brought to my mind, of course, because this is the house just here.
This one?
The next one we're coming to, yes. She was in to see us just a few days ago. Came in to order the casket. She saw a casket she wanted, and then she told me it was for herself.
She must have had a premonition.
Oh, I notified the police, of course. Why, she said she wanted me to hold the casket 3 weeks. Then, just the day before yesterday, the police came back to the house here and found her lying at the bottom of the stairwell, dead. Well, she'd been dead about 2 days.
Funny how she knew.
The banister up on the attic floor broke away and she fell.
Did she have any people?
No, lived alone, they tell me. We're going to bury her tomorrow. Haskell, the name was.
Haskell? Strange, living all by herself here in a big three-story frame house.
Yes, isn't it?
Say...
Oh, what is it?
Oh, my imagination, I guess. I could have sworn I saw a light in the attic window just now.
Oh, it couldn't have been. The police have shut it up.
Yes, of course. That story of yours really gave me the creeps. Let's walk on.
What a queer thing the power of suggestion is. You've conveyed it to me. But you know, just now I thought I could hear someone upstairs in there. A woman. A woman singing.
A woman?
Yes, sort of crooning to herself. Some kind of hymn.
Again is Miss Rosalind Russell.
It has been a great pleasure to appear here tonight on Suspense. And I want to thank Tony Leader and his fine cast, and especially Loren Tuttle, for her splendid performance as Ellie.
Suspense.
Miss Rosalind Russell may currently be seen in the independent artist production The Velvet Touch. Tonight's Suspense play, The Sisters, was written by George Wells, with music composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. The entire production was under the direction of Anton M. Leader. In the coming weeks, Suspense will present such stars as Ronald Coleman, William Bendix, Ethel Barrymore, Frank Sinatra, and many others. Make it a point to listen each Thursday to Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrills. And next Thursday, same time, hear James Cagney in No Escape.
From December 9th of 1948, George Wells' script The Sisters was adapted multiple times for Suspense. Other productions starred Nancy Kelly and Claire Trevor, as well as Ida Lupino and Agnes Moorhead. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next is the third installment of our latest Bob Bailey-led Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. When Radio Was continues with that after this.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This Is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This Is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime wistful vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Adapt Community Network is a New York-based organization that aims to empower people through tech. Smart home tech, to be specific. And they've created the Smart Lab, essentially a smart home where people with disabilities can demo the tech that might make their home life easier. Matt Tarascando explains.
We have telehealth options, something simple like an iPad, but able to take the person's vitals and avoid urgent care visits. So blinds for the home that are retractable, that are voice activated. You could voice activate your faucet, tell the smart home hub that we have, to pour two cups of water for you. So a lot of voice activation for people to test and try out. You know, our goal is to have people kind of feel it and touch it and experiment with it. And it's designed to match people with technology tailored to their unique needs.
More at adaptcommunitynetwork.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was and our latest, yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. It finds our favorite insurance investigator traveling to a small town in New England as he looks into the Shady Lane matter. Time now for part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar. Well, this is Jet Bramler.
Oh, hiya, Constable.
Reckon I got the wrong number. I was calling the Shady Lane Cafe.
Now, you've got it. I'm sitting right here at the counter.
Yes, well, but where's Millie, Mr. Dollar?
She's busy crying at the moment. I'm waiting for her to get through and hoping she'll confess to murder.
Now, you hadn't ought to gone and made her cry that way. Millie is a fine girl.
That's the trouble with this whole case, according to you. Everybody in this township is fine people, all of them. Ellen Bates was a fine woman, too, and now she's dead. And one of these fine people killed her.
No,
I'm going to find out which one, Mr. Bramler, and I'm going to tag him for it. With your help or without it.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Shady Lane, Vermont, to the home office, Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Shady Lane matter. Expense account continued. Item 7, $1.40, one pot roast special at the Shady Lane Cafe, while waitress Millie Wells dried her tears and repaired her face. I thought over what she'd said, what I'd taken for a confession, and tried to fit it in with the other facts in the case. What few facts there were. A young farm wife, a semi-invalid named Ellen Bates, had been shot to death while sitting at the front window of her house. The weapon was an old-fashioned squirrel rifle, a type of gun owned by half the people in the township. Ellen Bates had no known enemies. Her husband, beneficiary of a $10,000 insurance policy on his wife's life, had been accused by a spiteful neighbor of carrying on with pretty waitress Millie Wells.
It's a lie, Mr. Dollar. Anyone who says Ben and I were seeing each other or even thought of such a thing before his wife's death is a mean, vicious liar.
All right, take it easy now, take it easy. There's no point in getting yourself all worked up and starting to cry again.
Ben's a fine man, straight and decent. And it makes me boil to have some low, sneaking gossip try to smear his reputation without reason.
It reflects on your reputation a little too, Millie.
I don't care about me. I told you what I've been through. I'm used to it.
Do you ever get used to something like that?
No. No, not really. A murder charge isn't an easy thing to forget. You dream about it nights. The prison, the courtroom, the trial. The things they said about you.
But you were acquitted, finally.
I was acquitted. And I was innocent. But just being tried for murder brands a person for life.
What were the details of the case?
First, let me tell you about Ben. You haven't met him yet, Mr. Dollar. You don't know him. And I know the line you're thinking along.
It's the way things point, Millie.
Then things point wrong, that's all.
Maybe. Go on.
Well, he's been coming in here for the last 6 months. Not often, just every once in a while, just to eat.
Does Ben believe you stood trial on a murder charge?
He does now. He didn't before his wife was killed. We just made conversation, that's all.
And since her death?
There's been no carrying on, as some people choose to think. One day Ben said, Millie, when this mess is all settled, I'd like very much to see more of you.
That's all.
That's all. And that's enough. Because I love him.
About the trial, Millie?
It was 4 years ago in Chicago. I was working for a family on the west side as a nursemaid, governess. They were wonderful.
Well, what happened?
The wife died suddenly. Under strange circumstances. It could have been an accident, or it might have been poison. I thought you already knew about it, That's why I blurted it out that way.
Oh, I'd have found out anyway, sooner or later.
Yes, I know. It was in all the headlines. The same things that they'll be saying about me here.
What do you mean?
I was accused of murdering the wife because I was in love with the husband.
I left the Shady Lane Cafe, and the tortured girl whose secret, close hidden for four frightened years, was now the property of a stranger. It was late now, and the town square was dark and deserted. A stark white moon was climbing the eastern sky, and the soft summer night's breath stirred in the leafy tops of the maples, whispering other secrets. Secrets the villagers dared not stay abroad and listen to. A fantasy, sure, pure and simple. Maybe it was a bad slice of pot roast. Anyway, the dim light burning in the office of Constable Jed Bramler brought me back to harsh reality.
Come in, Mr. Dollar. Come in. Pull up the chair.
Okay. Thanks.
That girl stopped crying yet?
Sniffling a little, maybe. But she's practically stopped. For the time being, at least.
Mean something by that?
You know what I mean by it.
Yeah, I reckon you must have found out about her past, so to speak.
You knew about it?
Yeah, since the day she came to town. Stopped in to see me, told me all about it.
Well, you were keeping it pretty quiet, weren't you?
It was told in confidence, Mr. Dollar.
All right, but this is a murder case.
It don't have no bearing. Millie ain't involved.
Would you mind if I had a chance to decide that once in a while?
Didn't know you'd be interested.
Don't you realize that Millie Wells may be the reason for the killing?
Still beating a dead horse, eh?
I think that horse is coming to life, Mr. Bramler.
You do.
The way things stand right now, a prosecuting attorney could go into court with a pretty strong case. The charge, first-degree murder. Accused, your friend Ben Bates.
You ain't met Ben yet, Mr. Dollar.
No, I haven't met him, but the facts add up. It's an old story.
Yeah? It's a downright classic.
An invalid wife, a pretty girl, a run-down farm that doesn't look as though it's made a profit in years. A $10,000 life insurance policy dangling like a carrot.
Yeah? Fact is, it's even worse a picture if you were mind to look at it that way.
How?
That farm of Ben's ain't only run down, it's mortgaged to the hilt.
Oh.
Ben needed money for Ellen's operations. She'd had three in the last year and a half. He tried every way he knew how to, but the banks wouldn't touch it.
Well, in that case...
Martin Preeny, his next-door neighbor, come through and helped him out. $7,500.
Is the farm worth that much?
Nope. Wouldn't bring $4,500 if it was sold tomorrow. That's what I mean. Ben feels pretty obligated.
And the $10,000 from that policy on his wife would have taken the pressure off all the way around. Plus, leave him free to marry Millie Wells.
All right. I know it adds up that way. I've been studying over this thing for a month now, trying to figure out some other way of explaining it, hoping that somebody would show their hand. Yes, make a move of some kind.
And nothing's happened, huh?
No. Whoever done it is just sitting tight, waiting. Might be a good thing that you come along. Might jar things loose a little.
Yeah. Well... Whether I'm right or wrong, one thing we've got to jar loose is that gun.
That's a fact, all right. Can't make much of a case against nobody without that gun.
You said nearly everybody in the township owned one of those old-fashioned squirrel rifles, the type Ellen was killed with.
That's right.
Well, what about her husband? Does Ben own one?
Nope. Nothing but a shotgun.
Yes, I saw it when we were out there this afternoon hanging over the mantel. But at the same time, I noticed something else.
What do you mean?
That shotgun was resting on a pair of hooks set into the bricks above the fireplace. But the hooks hadn't been put there for that particular gun. And they were too far apart.
What are you getting at, Mr. Dollar?
I think those hooks would fit a squirrel rifle just fine.
Ben ain't one to lie. He told me he didn't have a rifle. But that's something else I've been studying about.
What do you mean?
I kind of half remember seeing a squirrel gun hanging over that mantle in years gone by.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us. Delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio.
Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 8, $3. Car expense for another trip out to the Bates Farm. A late-night trip this time, and the last one, I hoped. Constable Bramler had suggested that my being in the case might help stir things up. Good, I was all for it. And not just stir things up, but wind them up. Tonight, maybe, if we caught Ben Bates at home.
Lights on inside.
Yeah, he must be here someplace.
Oh, evening, Jed.
Ben, like you to meet Mr. Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar?
Hi, Ben.
Well, you fellas are out late.
Little, I reckon. Mind if we come inside, Ben?
Oh, sure. Sorry, Jed, I didn't think. Well, let's go on back through to the kitchen. That's about the only room I use since... Well, anymore, I mean. Set yourselves down there at the table. I'll get us some lemonade if there's any ice left.
Oh, a lemonade lift would suit me fine. Don't go to no trouble for us, Ben.
No, no trouble at all. Got it already made. Just have to chip a little ice into it. I reckon you'll kind of have to bear with me. I'm not much used to having callers come around since Ellen.
It's all right, Ben.
Here we are. Hey, you fellas got some business out this way tonight?
Fact is, Ben, we come out here to talk to you. Mr. Dollar is an insurance investigator. He's here to find out who killed Ellen.
I see. You got any ideas yet, Mr. Dollar?
I've kind of got an idea you might have done it, Ben.
I wouldn't have harmed a hair of Ellen's head.
I could be wrong.
Mr. Dollar has been checking around, Ben, talking to people here and there. The Preenies, Millie Wells.
What's Millie got to do with it?
Nothing, maybe. Or she might be part of the motive.
I didn't even make her acquaintance, hardly, before the last week or two.
What about Mrs. Preeny? You've known her longer, haven't you?
Yes, she was a good friend of Ellen's. Why?
She thinks you killed your wife. She wrote an anonymous letter about it to the insurance company.
The woman's crazy. I knew she never liked me for some reason, but I sure wouldn't figure her to go that far.
Ben, whatever happened to that squirrel rifle you had around the house?
Why, the week before Ellen died, somebody...
Yes, Ben?
No, I didn't lie to you, Jed, not actually. When I told you I didn't have a rifle like that, I didn't. Not then. And you didn't ask me if I had had one.
What happened to the rifle?
Well, it was stolen the week before Ellen was killed. I haven't seen it since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the truth, Mr. Dollar.
You didn't report it being stolen?
Ellen asked me not to. She figured she knew who took it, and she wanted to give them a chance to make good. You know how she was.
But after she'd been shot by that same kind of rifle, you still didn't report it.
Report afterward that the gun had been took before?
Who might have taken it, Ben?
Well, I've tried to think. Wasn't nobody came here that week except Mrs. Preeny and Brody Hawkins.
Brody Hawkins?
That's the hired hand we met here this afternoon, Mr. Dollar.
Yeah, I know. The one who was a dead shot with a gun.
No. Brody wouldn't kill nobody. He's a little touched, maybe, but he's good-hearted and gentle.
Is he another one of your pets, Constable? Don't you care whether the killer is identified?
Kind of a funny question to ask a murder victim's uncle.
Uncle? Mr. Bramler, was Ellen Bates your niece?
She was. Didn't think to mention it, Mr. Dollar. Just figured you knew, I guess. And anyhow, it don't have no bearing.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a slow net tightens and the fish turn frantic, and one of them at least is armed and dangerous, as deadly as a shark. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Indeed, that was part three of the Shady Lane Matter, our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. It's from the summer of 1956, and we'll have the penultimate episode at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Rosalind Russell in An Offering of Suspense. Well, she was a four-time Oscar nominee. The fourth came for a 1958 film version of a 1956 Broadway stage comedy, written by Jerome Lawrence and Robert Edwin Lee. Russell played the title character in both. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid. Sure you kid. It helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds so you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99.
That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we're talking about Rosalind Russell's fourth and final Academy Award nomination. It was for a 1958 film version of a 1956 Broadway stage comedy written by Jerome Lawrence and Robert Edwin Lee. Russell would play the title character in Bold, as she was Auntie Mame. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but hey, remember to visit us at the website, winradiowaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.